So you're in a public washroom, you're doing your business. Do you make sure that your business is dealt with before you walk out?
Well, I think I'm turning around and making sure that things have been flushed.
Right, right. You're double checking.
Yes.
You're taking a second look because you don't want to leave that stall for the next person.
Well, I feel like it is disrespectful if you are assuming the next person to walk into the stall is now going to take the time to deal with your business. That's disrespectful.
So not only do they gotta clean your business, I gotta see your business. I don't need to see your business. What do I gotta see your business?
Nobody needs to see the business.
Oh my goodness. I just think, you know what? Do you do this at home? Do you just leave your business like there for the world to see at home? Or do you take care of your business at home? Here's hoping.
What if people let it marinate at home?
Ooh, like if it's like yellow, if let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Kind of at the lake.
I think that's only at the lake. And I think that's when you're just kids, not adults. Right? I think as an adult, I think the expectation is that we're taking care of we're making sure our business is gone.
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Samantha, Samantha. Bo Bonanta.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Banana Fanna. Nope. Faux Fananta.
Nope.
Be Fi. Nope. Momananta. Momananta or Momanta?
What?
Is it Momananta or is it Momanta? What is it? Momananta?
You got no rhythm.
Like, I wasn't trying to kick
like
it into high gear.
You're like a white girl. All
right. Well, hi, that's what I am. Totally. Well, you know what? Thanks. Why don't you just go with that, right? I know. I'm rhythmless. I'm not pretty.
No, you're not pretty. That was established last week.
Clearly established last week. Good thing about that is I got big shoulders and that didn't hurt my feelings, actually.
Yes, and I was just like, okay.
I'm like, I know. She's the pretty one. Yes.
Whatever.
Totally.
In the context, it was odd. It was odd. That's all I got to say.
But it was funny. That's all you got to say about that. How's your week been?
Well, you know what? I was good until the smoke rolled in today.
Oh, we can't complain. Shh.
I know. I'm not complaining. It's just, I think it's wreaking havoc with my nasal cavity.
Are you a little snotty?
Well, I'm a little snotty and I got a bit of a headache and I want to sneeze a lot. So if I sneeze... Sorry.
It's the fires. And big shout out to all of our friends in Alberta who are having to deal with all this bullshit. Wow. I know.
It's bad. So bad. Ugh. Like my sister lives just outside of Grand Prairie and they were put on alert. So last week and, you know, the fires are burning.
Right. Yeah. And there's no rain in sight, they say.
I know.
Right. So I don't know. It's crazy.
We need a couple of good days of like water.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go to Alberta because like when I went to Ottawa on my holidays, it rained for 5 straight days.
You should go.
I feel like I have the rain cloud over me, right? Like on Charlie Brown, like the kid like Pigpen who's got like the blanket with all the. I feel I'm like that with the rain cloud, right? So maybe I need to give that some thought.
You might want to think about that.
I am the rain whisperer when I'm on vacation, right? Samantha, I got to tell you something. This is breaking news right here coming up here. I cannot express the joy I have in my heart for strawberry yogurt. So strawberry yogurt, let me just tell you a little bit about strawberry yogurt, if I may. It's, why are you laughing?
I know what strawberry yogurt is.
But you don't know the love and the passion of strawberry yogurt.
Okay. Please do explain.
Strawberry yogurt is like, it's like one of God's great works.
Really?
Totally.
Okay.
One of God's wonders, this strawberry yogurt is. And you can put other stuff in it. I chop up a banana, put that in there. Sometimes I just take my assorted fruit, throw that in there. course, with a twist, right? Stir, stir, mix, mix, mix. But it's so, like, it's so delicious. Like, do you yogurt?
I yogurt every morning, Lisa.
But you don't yogurt like I yogurt.
Apparently not.
Because I've seen you yogurt, and you've never sold me on, like, your excitement for it, right? I've never been like, hey, I got to try, I'll have what she's having. I've never felt that, right?
No, I like yogurt. I think it's great.
It's better than great.
But I don't have quite the passion that you do.
It is better than great. It is, oh, heavenly. It's delectable.
I just don't understand why all of a sudden, it's weird. Do you ever notice that about yourself? Like, you get on a bit of a kick on normal food, and then you express your total admiration for it. And then within, I would say, like 30 days, you're like, fuck yogurt.
Done over with yogurt. Like, I was like that with Diet Jell-O for a long time, right?
Yeah.
But, and again, more good news. So we had said, fuck Diet Jell-O, right? Because we weren't happy at work with the Diet Jell-O. We had a couple, didn't taste that great. Screw Diet Jell-O, right? Not eating. And then my boss brought it back. We're back to Diet Jell-O. She had some. She's like, it's better. Okay. Pencil me in. I'm back.
Why does it have to be Diet Jell-O? How caloric is regular Jell-O?
Well, diet is zero calories. Zero.
With still the same amount of sugar, it's just fake sugar.
No, I know, but it's better for your waistline. It's better for your muffin top, because when you punch in your when you punch in your calories, you punch in none.
Realistically, how many calories are there in a regular Jell-O cup?
I don't know. I don't eat it. I just
10?
Eat
the regular. So you go just from eat- 10 to nothing? You can't afford 10.
Okay, I go from 10 to nothing. I'm trying to cut
10 calories for Jell-O.
Did you not see the TikTok I posted on the weekend?
About your summer clothes?
The one in which I proclaim that I am the next coming of body imaging and be like Lisa and don't care about your fat and don't care where your fat sits and you deserve to be happy and you deserve to have new clothes and just embrace how you are.
You were very Oprah-like.
And I did all of that, right? Posted that, put that out there, because I'm like, you know what? You're right. Screw this. I deserve all these good things too. I'm a good person. I bought nothing.
Oh, so you lied.
I didn't mean to lie. I didn't mean to lie.
You're a bit of a liar, liar, pants on fire.
I accidentally lied.
I accidentally kind of lied, but not really.
Yes, yes. It was like that, right? So I tried stuff on and I put it on and I was like, okay, so you are a fraud. You don't believe what you just said you believed. I still don't like where it sits on my muffin top. Out of all the places to be fat, I'm going to put this out there, friends of the podcast. Muffin top is a tough one.
Yes, it is. Especially when you have a tiny bottom like you do.
Right, right. Because then it just is, and there it is.
And it's an odd proportion.
Oh, God. Thank you, Samantha, for understanding.
Of course I do. I've had to shop with you.
Right. And it's not easy. There's a reason why. And then, of course, Mike's like, I knew you were going to come home with air, bags of air.
I've never, ever in my life heard a man complain more about why didn't you buy anything?
His wife not spending money.
Yeah. Like you're the only one that says to me, if I don't come home with something, he's going to be upset.
Going to be upset. He's not going to understand it.
Said no husband ever.
I know, right? I know. I have the husband who's like, you say you want to buy clothes. Okay. It's not that easy, right?
I'm Humpty Dumpty.
I'm Humpty Dumpty.
There's no clothes for Humpty Dumpty. Right?
I have never seen on the jeans where it says Humpty Dumpty. I've seen mom jeans, tall waist, short waist, skinny leg. I don't see Humpty Dumpty. I don't see muffin top. I don't see any of those things. Right?
It's tough. It's tough being you, Lisa. I don't know.
And then that's for bottoms. But then say you want a top. And all of a sudden, not only do you carry your muffin top and you're unproportionate, but you're big busted. So to get around that, you gotta go up bigger than what you need, and then everything just puffs out a little bit more.
Oh my God. So for the men who actually listen to our podcast,
I'm sorry.
You know what? This is just helping you, because if you're married, this is what your wife is thinking.
This is what she's thinking, right? She's thinking these things, you know?
So you're a fraudulent influencer.
I'm a fraudulent influencer. I'm the anti-influencer, actually, right? I'm the, but she started off with a good mindset. And I tried.
Good intentions.
Good intentions. Road to hell paved with good intentions, right? Isn't that what they always say?
That's what they always say.
I'm a big talker, right? I put it out there. Fuck this shit. I'm going to do it. Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl. Who doesn't care about her muffin top? I don't care about my muffin top. Apparently, I do.
Hilarious.
What do you do? What do you do?
I don't know. Okay, but let's be honest. We're not Martha Stewart.
I want to be 81 years old looking like that.
She landed a cover of Sports Illustrated.
She's hot. She's smoking hot.
She's in a bathing suit. She looks delightful. Yeah. And she says, you know, the whole aging thing is so boring. And you know what, Martha? You're not wrong.
Right. True dat, Martha. True dat.
She is looking spectacular.
She's not going back on her word on her TikTok.
No, she's not.
Right? She's not a fraudulent influencer like me.
She is not.
Right? I am the anti what Char wore, and I felt bad about that.
Oh.
Char replied and said, I bet sounds like a wonderful day. And I'm like, It's not going to be wonderful.
No.
It was not wonderful.
No.
I didn't even put friends through it this time. I already knew.
Yeah, I wonder if Martha could tell us something, though. Like, maybe she has some wise words of, like, how to shop for clothes and how to find things that are proportionate.
Right? She's beautiful.
She's amazing. The cover looks really... You know what? Okay, so I think she looks lovely, and I'm sure everyone else thinks she looks lovely. But you know what? Those boys who buy Sports Illustrated
are going to wonder why Grandma's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, for sure.
It's on the front.
No getting around that.
Yeah, because when they put a plus size model on the front in a swimsuit, people were up in arms about it.
Right. Because so, what the hell's that about?
Right. So I can only imagine that there will be backlash. I wonder what Martha Stewart trumps.
What's worse, plus size lady in bathing suit, 81 year old lady in bathing suit? I'm curious to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I'll be curious.
Right? I don't know. I think they're going to be surprised, right?
Well, I think there'll be people, obviously, like us, who celebrate it and think this is fabulous. Mm-hmm. And there'll be those who'll be like, get Grandma off the front page.
Put Grandma back in the home. How'd Grandma get out, right?
We don't need to see her in a swimsuit.
That's exactly what they're going to be wondering, Samantha.
I need a half naked, you know, girl with...
Skinny girl. Yes. Sorry, can you say that? You can't say skinny?
I don't know.
Did. I can't keep up, right? We just did, right? We just said it. You called me a white girl earlier. I think I could be offended at that too, actually.
You are!
I totally am. But I don't think you're supposed to call me that.
Really?
I don't think so. I think you got to be very careful. Call me Lisa.
Okay, Lisa.
I think that's all you can call me.
Yeah, Lisa. That's all I got. Maybe different shades of Lisa. Lisa.
Maybe Lisa. Lisa. Right? Different tones.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa!
Right? All of that, right? Like, oh, I just had a flashback. Right? And I can completely probably come up with a scenario for each tone, too.
This is the clapping all over again. This is okay all over again. It's the inflection in your voice.
Yeah, right. That's totally what it is.
Oh my God.
But speaking of somebody who's done clapping, uh-oh, that's this girl here. Mm-hmm. So midwinter, I, being the good, dutiful wife that I can be sometimes, jumped on the hockey bandwagon with my husband because he started watching the Leafs again.
Oh.
Right. He started watching it because his old dad loves the Leafs. So they would talk about the Leafs, right? Great father-son moment.
Yes.
I am a sports girl. I'm at home. I'll watch the Leafs. So you know what? I started to buy into the hype. And that's all that it was, Samantha, was a bunch of friggin' hype. So I bought into the hype. And guess what I've decided? Never again, Maple Leafs. Never again. Because there's only room for one inconsistent, underachieving Toronto team in my life. And that's for the Jays. It's only room for the Jays. I can't do your Raptors that are underachieving, and I certainly can't do your Maple Leafs that the hype is there and then poof, nothing. Right?
Done like dinner.
Can't go there. I'm done with hockey.
It was a very bizarre game that we watched.
Yeah, it was.
It was very bizarre. And the Oilers are done too, so there's no more Canadian teams.
No. No Canadian teams.
So
they say there was a big conspiracy. Well, yeah, we do. Apparently we do. And they say, oh, there was a big conspiracy because they didn't want a Canadian team in the playoffs. No, your Canadian team didn't deserve to be there this year. Sorry. Right? We sucked. We didn't deserve to go to the playoff, to that type of the playoffs. So,
my God. There was a conspiracy to keep a Canadian team out?
That was the word.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Like with the hockey.
I watched the Toronto game. They sucked.
They sucked. It was bad.
The right? Oilers didn't do much better either.
Not much better. Nope. So I'm just going to stick with what I know, which is my inconsistent Jays. And they too are sucking. So let's go Blue Jays. Right?
Oh my God. Okay. So when did they get a freaking team?
They've had one for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe like 6 or 7 years maybe. Yeah. Right. Remember, you don't follow sports.
That's right. Sorry, that's right? Why I was surprised.
Right? That's why you'd be surprised at that.
Okay. I'm just, you know.
I actually think Vegas has won the Stanley Cup once, too, I think, if memory serves.
Oh, stop.
If not, they made it to the final.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So
go Vegas.
You've missed out on a bit there.
I'm Team Vegas now.
Are you Team Vegas now? Good to know. I'm Team Nobody. So you're on your own. I won't be your fake fan or anything. So enjoy hockey.
As if I'd watch it. Okay.
I know.
Okay. I know. But bigger deals. Bigger deals to happen, Lisa.
Okay. I'm ready.
Are we entering the salad season or should we call it the fake dieting season?
Oh.
Where we eat salad and we feel better about ourselves.
We eat salad to feel better about ourselves, but yet salads are unhealthy because of all the shit we put on them. Right. And the salad dressing, right? Which is what's making, like, we're not just eating the lettuce here. Right?
Like,
so I don't know. I want to try the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I want to do it. Because they say it's really good for belly fat, and I have a little bit of belly fat that I want to get rid of.
Okay, so when you actually look into the Mediterranean, yeah,
like I haven't done my research yet. That has a nice ring to it.
What are you doing? I'm on the Mediterranean.
I'm on the Mediterranean diet. It sounds very classy and fancy, doesn't it? With my fake cigarettes.
It sounds like it involves a lot of olive oil and maybe an avocado.
Okay, I don't want the avocado though,
and lots of vegetables.
Well, I can do vegetables summertime, right? I can do vegetables in the summer.
Vegetables.
Right? I love vegetables. Like maybe it's zucchini and things like that. I don't know.
God, what? Ruined my life. I don't hate zucchini.
Like, but if you cut it up with like butter and oil, it's fine. Or what do you deep fry it and you make it like a deep fried batter? That's fine.
That's the proper way to eat a zucchini. Right? Is deep fried.
Deep fried.
Yes,
right?
Of course. Right?
If you deep fry it, I promise you won't hate it. I promise.
You deep fry that shit, you'll eat it.
My mom used to say, if we deep fried shit, my daughters would probably eat that if there was a dip with it. And it's like, well, there's a chance. Since there's a remote chance, Mom, you might have been right with that, right?
There is a small chance.
Right? I'll deep fry anything and eat it with a good dip, right? With a good aioli.
Aioli.
Right? And I don't know. I think aioli sounds very Mediterranean, too. Maybe parm fries are Mediterranean. I don't know.
Oh, well, there you go. You are on your potato kick.
Right. Right. Always on. Always, always, always loving a parm fry.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. And that shaker stuff that the HHG got tastes just like the parm fry.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. It's a win.
Parm fries at home.
So I don't know. I think salad, I don't know. I don't want to say it's overrated because it's salad season.
Then I just think it's fake dieting season then.
You think that's all it is?
That's all it is. It's fake dieting season. I'm sorry. I'll have the salad.
I'll have the salad and yet the $25 salad.
Yeah. Can I have the $25 salad? Put the dressing on the side. I'd like grilled chicken.
Right.
And if you could just, you know, add some cheese.
That sounds Mediterranean right there. Right?
You know what? It's probably cheese, nuts, avocado, olive oil, olives.
I picture sunflower seeds.
Chicken,
or something.
Fish.
Yeah, like salmon, cooked salmon, that'd be
lots
yummy.
Of veggies, like lots and lots of veggies.
Well, I feel that I'm a good contender for it because I like a good salad like the next guy. Although sometimes I get mad at the price of salad because I'm like, I have a hard time justifying spending $25 for salad.
True, it is hard. But if it's a good salad, it might be worth it.
But it's salad.
But it's salad.
It's just salad. Remember that. Always keep that in mind.
I don't know.
However, I might be able to help out with this process if it involves garden vegetables.
Really?
Yeah. So
do tell.
And don't just start poo-pooing it, please. So I've started to do this new thing where I visualize, right?
I visualize
the steps it takes for me to do things successfully.
Uh-huh.
So I have visualized and successfully executed, Samantha, my garden.
Oh, really? Planted and everything, is it?
Yeah, and it's gardening time.
Uh-huh.
It's gardening time.
It is gardening time.
I've been practicing it in my mind.
How to garden?
How to garden. How to do tomatoes, spinach.
You know, you just plant them, right? Like,
listen, have you gardened before? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to remember the last time you gardened. You have not gardened. Your mom has gardened.
Yes.
You don't know that you can garden either.
This is the difference between you and I. I don't want to. That's the difference.
No, but this is the difference.
In my mind, says, Mom will plant her garden and I will have nothing to do with that because I don't want to grow anything.
Like cucumber.
I am like the anti all things. I don't want to grow shit. I don't want to birth shit. I don't want to own shit.
You are anti everything.
There's
right?
like, I'm like anti all things responsibility.
Yeah, you are like you have some aggression with this.
I have weird aggression around gardening because I don't want to weed. I don't want to care if it grows. I don't want to get upset if it dies. I don't want to get upset if the crows come and eat my shit. I don't want to get upset when the cats are rolling around in the garden and they're shitting
in
it.
Put a scarecrow in that garden and then you're fine. Like in my garden, there's a scarecrow.
Oh,
because he's going to keep the shit away. All those bad things. He keeps
really?
It away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And I think like... I just think, I feel we can do this. I feel we can really, really do this.
I don't know where you think you're growing this garden.
What about if we start off with each a set of microgreens and...
Listen. Oh my God, I just became an urban person. Like,
fuck am I? Have the kits.
Let me grow my microgreens.
I have the ability to get two microgreen kits and we can build them and it's just like six little pots, alfalfa.
No!
What
am I going to do with alfalfa?
Sprouts.
No. What sprouts? Am I going to do with this?
I think like parsley probably is in it.
Yes, because I use that so often.
But you just do it at your home. Just do it at your home.
No.
Microgreen me.
No.
Yes. I feel you need to do a few of these things that I suggest for once.
Like, all of a sudden, I just became a Gen Zer because now I'm like growing shit and caring about shit. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm Generation X. I don't give a shit about anything.
I'm sorry. Did you not, as a kid, used to be thankful that somebody's garden had rhubarb in it?
We grew our own.
Right. So why don't you want to keep up the legacy? There's no gardening in the future.
I didn't realize I had to be a 50s housewife.
Let me guess. And you don't want to be a 50s housewife.
No.
Right?
I have no desire to be anything just a garden related to that.
Think of all the farmers that supply the food to you. You can just help yourself.
Why would I take away someone else's job?
You're not. You're just enhancing your own.
To garden. Like, I will go to a farmer's market and buy the things that they grow and support the local farmers. Why do I need to grow anything, micro or not?
Just to do it, because that's what everybody does.
I don't care.
Just do it.
Do you remember the last time I owned a plant? It committed plant suicide.
Well, I know, because you're horrible.
It jumped out
that's
of the
why.
Pot.
I get it. But listen to your attitude. That's why. Do you hear you? You hear you? Your plant heard negative, like it lived in a toxic environment.
Then right? Why would you encourage me to, like, now attend to 6 pots of things that I don't need?
Because it's time to break the chain. Time to break the cycle.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Then you do it.
I'm going to, but I would like you to do it too.
We should. Then Michelle should do it as well.
She's not. Fine. Well, I'll get 3 kits. I will get 3 kits. She was just buying flowers.
For her new home.
I guess so. I don't want to talk to you about this.
I don't want to talk to you about this either.
I knew you weren't going to do it. I'm like, not even. She's not even going to do it in her mind. Like, I've been doing it in my mind.
Fine, I can do it in my mind, but as long as I don't have to actually physically do it,
I'll be fine. I want to hear next week on the podcast. I want to hear from your mind what you planted.
What?
Right? That's because I want to make sure you're doing it.
You
so
have,
next
like,
week.
There's too much time between, like, you getting home and you going to work. Like, I think you still need to be busy a few hours so that you stop, like, thinking weird
right?
things.
I'm just saying, next week, I look forward to hearing what plants you're growing in your mind. Okay.
That sounds all. Like, sounds fun.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, for
always,
sure.
Always.
But you know what? I'm going to also maybe mention that you need to stop believing all the shit that you watch on TikTok.
That
because
totally
you got called
blew
out.
Up.
You got called out, hey?
But I got called out the same day I actually saw the video of the guy saying, "Hey, everybody, I think people didn't understand my sense of humor." And I'm like,
"You
no
dummy,
right? Are you calling me the dummy or him the
yeah.
dummy?
Yeah, no, you.
I'm the dummy.
You believed it
totally." So, friends of the podcast, we're talking about the red potato thing. So, first off, right? Remember last week I said how red potatoes were painted? Because that was on a TikTok. Then this week, after that TikTok went viral, the guy who made the TikTok, he's like a farmer, and he said, "Oh, nobody understood my sense of humor. It was just a joke." He's like, "And I can only imagine how many people went to work and were talking about this." And I'm like, "Or have a podcast and told the world about this." And then a friend of the podcast sent a message saying, "My mom used to grow them. They're yeah. red, Lisa. They're red."
Yeah,
I'm like,
they're red.
Serious?
Yeah.
So for the record, friends of the podcast, they do not paint potatoes red.
No, apparently Lisa is a gullible person.
It looked real. It looked real.
I'm sure it did.
It wasn't just me. Apparently the whole world believed it. Right? Right? How come nobody's mad at this guy?
Oh my God. And this is the problem with social media and news is that
and
we
the
believe...
fact that we have a podcast that we don't check shit about.
We don't check shit about.
Right? So
we
every now and then
everything.
We are gonna get caught.
Yeah, we believe everything we hear, apparently.
That's the beauty of us.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's the beauty of you.
Oh, you bought it. You believed it too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's easy to say that now. go back and listen to last week's episode. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, fine.
Right?
Okay, but I have bigger news.
Oh.
I tried on my wide leg jean capris from last year.
Okay.
And they fit.
Hang on. Can you start that sentence again?
Wide leg jean capris.
You tried on your wide leg jean capris?
Yeah, they're like longer. They're a little bit longer, but.
Right. I'm just thinking back to a conversation a few episodes back where you made it very clear that, Lisa, you should not wear your capris because they're not in style anymore.
These are wide leg. They're still in style.
Everything on me is a wide leg. Right? They're all wide legs on me unless I'm in a bike short, which I'm not going to wear.
This is true. No. Okay. So it's the one pair I own because I don't own other things.
Capris are back. Do we take them back?
Well, as long as they're stylish.
Which mine are.
And as long as they don't cut off at the knee.
Which mine kind of do, ugh, but kind of don't. Okay. So okay. Talk to me. Congratulations.
Okay. So I was like, Kate, I'm going to do it because I need you to fit. And I put them on and they fit. And I was like, well, holy shit, maybe I stayed the same fat as I was last year.
And are they with a button?
A button and a zipper.
A button and a zipper. Congratulations, Samantha Sperling. You maintained your fat.
I maintained my fat, apparently.
Yeah. Nice. So you didn't gain, you didn't lose.
No, but you know, like, all you can hope for is that the shirts still fit and the shorts are still fitting.
You didn't try on all things?
No, I did not. Okay, no, okay. No, no,
but
no,
this
no.
is a good start.
Yes, it's a good start.
This is a great start. Did you feel like $1 million?
Well, I was relieved, honestly, because I didn't have anything else to wear.
Right. What about you have some of those shorts from the summer?
Oh, I'm not wearing shorts yet.
Oh, okay. We're not there.
No, we are not there yet.
Still May. Still no tan.
Still, it's not pretty.
Million reasons why it's not the look you're going for.
Nope.
Gotcha. But your wide leg capri.
Yes.
Well, I'm just excited that capris are back, apparently. Good for you. Well, my capris fit too, so that's positive for both of us.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's
what didn't fit? Was it the shorts?
For me? No, everything fit. I feel that a pair of pants feel a little snugger. I feel my muffin top is a little bit more embellished. Muffin-y. A little more muffin-y. Oh, it's embellished. Right? I feel it's when I do up my pant, I feel my muffin top is a little higher and maybe a little more fluffier.
It's a little too close to upper part of
Seems like the muffin is rising, right? Seems like the muffin might be rising.
Oh, God.
Right? It's funny, all that TikTok shit about, do you know the muffin man? It's just right here. She lives
do
in Saskatoon.
Do you know the muffin man?
I am the muffin man. Oh, I am the muffin man. I am the muffin man.
Oh, my God.
Totally. Okay. And then what do you do with all that? I'm like, oh.
I don't know.
God, where does it go?
It doesn't go anywhere.
It just sits. Whatever.
It just sits.
Whatever.
But you know what? Every morning I get dressed and I go to work and I put my clothes on and I look at myself and I'm like, you know what? If people got a problem with what I'm wearing, fuck you. I don't give a shit.
Fuck you. Right? But you're there before I'm there. You got there last year, remember? You got there ahead of schedule. I did. Right? I feel you got there ahead of schedule. I feel you got to those years quicker than I did.
I don't think I'm a bad dresser. Some days I look better than others, but for the most part, I'm put together, you know?
Yes.
My clothes are clean. I'm clean. My hair looks okay. I've got makeup on, you know, I'm doing things for me. So if I'm wearing
horrible,
right. So it's like I have at some point in your life, as you get older, you got to cut yourself some slack.
Like, will we ever, ever, ever just like not care and just be like, you know what? I'm almost 54 and I carry a little extra weight in my midsection. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Like, what do you like? Right?
It's exhausting.
It's always top of mind how to get rid of it. Oh, do I need that chip? Do I need that? I want that chip.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right?
That is the thing.
I don't know. So this is what happens to me, right? Every day, every night before I go to bed, I'm a lay my clothes out kind of gal, right? I know what I want to wear the next day. So I lay my clothes out go to bed, wake up, still feel good about my choices, get dressed, put them on. Nope, not today. Not today am I wearing this because I look like the Incredible Hulk. I probably changed two or three times out of set outfits into different outfits.
Okay.
Just to see which one lands the best. Are you that girl? Do you try on different outfits?
Usually when I wake up in the morning, I know what I'm going to wear.
Yeah. Do you lay your stuff out?
No.
No.
I let it hang out.
Men of the podcast, do dudes lay their shit out? Do they put their stuff out? Do they lay their clothing out, what they're going to wear? I feel it's not very dude-like.
I don't think it's very dude-like.
But then that's not right to say, right? Because why can't it be? It's just being prepared.
I am being, well, because I do prepare. Like, I decide what I'm going to wear the next day. But sometimes I'll change my top because when I put the top on, it's not quite what I thought it would look like. So,
and then do you ever wonder, like, how can what you envisioned go so wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Sometimes that happens to me and I'm like, how did that happen?
And then I have to think quickly on my feet, what else am I going to wear?
Right, what else am I going to wear? And then I have to think, then I'm just like frustrated because then I'm changing clothes at like 10 minutes before I got to go to work.
And then you're unhappy and then you're grouchy and then you go to work and you're like looking at yourself in the mirror.
Not loving it because your second attempt is not your best attempt.
It's your second choice.
It's your make do.
Right.
It's your, I feel gross and this will have to do.
Oh my God, choosing the wrong outfit for the day really sets you up for the day that you're about to have.
Sets you up for failure.
Oh my God.
Right. Yeah.
People of the world.
Like, do the people know that? Do people realize that?
I don't know. They
should. Did we just invent this? Did we just invent this theory? Because Einstein, that's what happened with Einstein. He invented theories.
Maybe we
invented the theory of a bad day.
Well, the bad day starts with, do you like what you're wearing?
Right.
Do you hate your hair?
Right, whenever you have that bad hair day.
Ugh. And when I have a bad hair day, I'm just like, I should have stayed home.
Right. It's like, okay, all right. It looks like as though I have overproducted and the world is going to know she's compensating because she didn't have time for a shower because she slept in and she's overproducted, right? And that's what you feel. You think everybody can just read what you're thinking.
Yep.
It's like you took a billboard out. My hair's overproduct.
Yep.
My lashes are overlashing and my top is too tight. Yep. There it all is.
Good Lord. Top's tight. Bottom's tight, top's tight.
Everything just not working, right? But then you're going to try and pull it off all day for everybody.
Yep.
Right? And try and be happy. Put a smile on that face and try and be happy about it, Samantha.
Good Lord.
So here's a funny story today. Mm-hmm. Not today, yesterday, I guess it was. I was taking an Uber home from work. And the old guy, and funny enough, old guy, his name was Boris.
Oh.
He... driver of said Uber.
Uh-huh.
He was listening to some old time country music. And I don't know how old, but he was old, which was odd for an Uber driver. The song was called "You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma." So you can probably figure out what era that came from. I want to put it in like the 40s, maybe the 50s.
Probably.
And as we were listening to this horrible, horrible, like blue grassy, right? "Reason God Made Oklahoma" song. Dude starts whistling and I'm like, oh, this is when I hope we drive into traffic. This is where I hope right now a groundhog jumps in the middle of the vehicle and we have to swerve because now you're whistling to it. I'm like, ugh. Dear Uber guy, what's better? Uber guys that talk, Uber guys that don't talk, music, no music. I just want silence.
Actually, I prefer non-talking with music.
Non-talking with music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think always music, right?
I'm good with that. You don't need to talk to me. We don't need to converse.
Yeah. Like, hello is fine. I'm good with hello.
Yeah. I'm okay with brief.
How's your day? I'm even okay with how's your day going? Fine, thanks. You
fine, thank you. Yes.
That's brief, the end of it.
And you start driving. I'm sitting in the back.
When I pull music my phone up, your mouth goes shut.
Yes, we're done.
Right? That's how it has to be. I don't think that there's etiquette rules to the Uber.
Oh, but there should be.
There should be.
There really right? should be.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, stop whistling. Stop. And then as I was leaving, he offered me a candy. And I'm like, hey, and guess what? I learned not to take candy from an adult. No, I'm not taking a candy from a stranger. I don't want to see the dog in your car. I don't want to see the puppies that you have in your van. I don't want to come with you and get a piece of gum, and I don't want to hear about your stories because you're going to abduct me.
Maybe he just thought he was being nice.
Yeah, or he's going to steal me. Right? He's going to steal me, maybe.
Because
right?
you're a pretty girl.
That's, well, it might not be. I might be. Maybe that makes me an easier catch. Right? She'll come see the puppies in my van. Right? She'll be curious to see what's back there.
You would right? be, though. That's the
I
problem.
Would be. I would totally, right? I would totally be that, right? What are you going to do? Find the puppies.
Find the puppies.
What are you going to do about the candy? Enjoy it. Right? I would totally do all the wrong things.
You would.
Right? I would get myself into so much trouble based on stupid, stupid moves.
Curiosity killed the cat, I swear to God.
Would kill Lisa, too, for sure, right? Okay, here's something new in, I guess, again, I feel like we're talking a lot of beauty this episode.
Well,
this
apparently.
This is new in the world of beauty. And again, it goes back to TikTok, too.
Because this is your new favorite place.
I love living in TikTok. I live in the TikTok and I love that space, okay? Apparently, what makes you an attractive woman is whether or not you have hip dips. Do you have hip dips?
What the fuck is that?
Well, apparently on the skinny girls, because somebody was describing them, it's like where your hips, it's like they say it's the voluptuous part of your hip. I'm like, hey, I'm thinking, I'm like looking in the mirror and I'm like, I don't think I have a hip dip. I don't think I think my voluptuous parts are gone if they ever existed. Right?
So is it at your waist? To your that, butt,
like it's just a dip. It's like a little divot, and it's not a dimple. It's not a stretch mark. Not a dimple.
Yeah, it's not a stretch mark. So I'm out.
It's not a stretch mark. I'm out too. Not a stretch mark. Not a dimple. It's a hip dip.
Great. Something else that we need to be concerned about or obsess about.
I believe our hip dip years are way, way, way behind us.
Yeah.
If we ever even entered our hip dip years.
You know what? I don't care.
I don't know. I was curious. I'm like, that's the key, is a hip dip.
And that apparently makes you an attractive woman.
Because it's voluptuous.
So if you don't have that, you're ugly?
They didn't say ugly. I think
you're
that
not
you're just
attractive.
Not as, I think you're just not as voluptuous.
You're not no, voluptuous?
I think it's just the voluptuous seems to be the phrase. I don't need to be voluptuous.
How many other fucking things do women have to worry about?
I don't know. Just a hip dip.
Hair, nails, face, pimples, breasts, right. Boobs, right. Thigh,
stray hairs
arm,
on your chin.
Nails. Like, what else are we, like, what else, society of people of the world, would we like to obsess about?
Right? Just Jesus. Saying. My friends of the podcast.
Hip dip. Something I've never
check
heard
and see
of
if
before.
You got a hip dip.
All right.
All right. Let's not get her riled up, guys.
Enough of that shit.
Right?
Let's go to Facebook Tuesday because you know what? Luke, nobody liked you.
Luke.
But they didn't know what Luke picked. But apparently Luke, his choice of sandwich was the Italian beef sandwich.
So should we do the reveal of all the things?
Yes. I don't know them because you did them. So
okay, so let's start. Okay, since we're doing Luke first. So Luke had the Italian beef sandwich, which really does look like a chili Philly cheesesteak.
Well, it actually sounds the way he described it. It sounds like a beef dip.
Yeah, like it looks
their
like
version
a beef
of a
dip
beef dip.
Too, yeah. Right? So there's that. Then he had the brisket and he had the chicken Caesar salad. Okay. Kellyanne had this spinach and raspberry salad.
Which nobody liked.
And then I had to say to her, stop being overprotective of your food. She got a little overprotective. She's like, try it, people. I'm like, whoa. Remember when nobody liked Elf or Blue Freezies? You got to take a back seat. So she had the egg salad. She had the egg salad, the hamburger, which nobody picked, and the spinach and raspberry salad, which is delightful.
Nobody picked the egg salad. People were picking the egg salad sandwiches to go. So
yeah,
that made me sad because I like a good egg salad.
Yeah. And then Karen had, she had the chicken and Havarti.
Yum.
Sandwich. And she was a little testy too because she addressed Cindy Harder. Cindy Harder's like, is that even a sandwich? And Karen's like, yes, from the Safeway. Okay, fair enough. Again, right? Guys, if we're going to involve you in these things, you got to stay on the fence till you can't let them see you sweat. And she had corn on the cob and just a Caesar salad. Mm-hmm.
You know, corn on the cob, it really is delicious when you eat it, but it's so not worth the work.
It's a lot of work
for it just to be vacated out of your body at some point.
Yeah, right? Niblet by niblet.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. I felt that, I feel, and we didn't tally it up by any means, but I feel that the spinach salad and Luke's sandwich might have been very close, actually.
Neck and neck.
Luke started off strong. I texted you. Oh, shit. He's going down. Hey, I'm like, he's going down hard. And when he told me that sandwich, I'm like,
Yeah.
Felt a little like, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, but you gotta roll with it. You gotta see how everything plays out.
See how it all plays out, right?
You can't predict it, man. You just gotta leave it alone.
So how fun was that, right? It was good. Like lots of fun. Stay tuned next week when you see that picture come up, friends of the podcast, anywhere between 6 and 8 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. Not every week will it come up, but when it comes up, stay tuned. First person to send us messages. This week, there was 3 at the same time. I'm like, oh, we got to do them all.
Yep. And it's not Tuesday. It's Monday night. She'll let it go.
Oh, yeah, Monday night. Monday night, it'll go up. Sorry.
She'll post
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So stay tuned for that little picture.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was a good time.
Thank you, Luke and Karen and Kellyanne.
Yes. Thank you for participating, being the first batch of people to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, here's something that I think you're going to appreciate.
Uh-huh.
Because I appreciated it and it doesn't bother me the way that it bothers you. I saw proper bike and car etiquette.
Oh, look at that.
And so let me paint the scenario, right? Bike in front of the car, right? Already probably you'd be getting mad.
Yep.
But as soon as that bike could move over, he moved over, waved the car ahead. I'm like, makes perfect sense to me.
Oh.
The bike knew that he was causing the lineup to start.
Yes.
But he had to get to a free spot, right? To be able to move over so he was not moving into traffic.
Okay.
And then he took his arm and waved the cars ahead of him.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, where's Sam when we need her?
Exactly.
Right? Because that's your thing, right? Is you hate bikes.
I hate bikes because they don't behave in the right way.
Right. This was proper. This is what I believe proper bike etiquette to be. I feel you would have been okay with it.
On the way home today, a gentleman on a very large skateboard,
uh-huh,
was acting like he was a bike. Oh. And it's like, I need you to not do that. Are you going to just zoom across the crosswalk, or are you acting? Are you getting off your skateboard and
Where do you fit?
Yeah, where do you fit, dude? Because he just looked at me, and I'm like, you should go.
Interesting. I have decided. I've made an executive decision for me and you, and hopefully for the HHG, that we will try and rent an e-scooter.
Where?
Downtown. You can get them downtown Saskatoon.
An e-scooter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like a stand-up one? You just stand up on it?
Not without a helmet.
That's fine.
Or some padding.
No, I don't know about the padding, but we'll have to helmet it.
I have no desire to fall off a scooter.
You won't fall off. It doesn't go that
break
fast.
Break a bone.
But I want us to look into it, okay? I want us to give it a try. Can you please just be okay with that one?
I'll keep it. I'll think about it.
Okay, right? I can live with that. There's no swearing attached to it, so that's fairly positive. Fairly positive, Samantha.
There's no swearing attached to it.
There's no swearing attached to it.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Okay.
All right.
So, do you have any like issues with fruit or anything right now? Because I know you've been on a banana kick.
I'm on a banana kick, right? Because bananas, it's so hard, right? So I went 3 years without eating bananas at home because we were like, watch your potassium. And then he brought them into the house and now I'm like a banana fiend because I love bananas so much. But I love blueberries just as much.
Uh-huh.
But it got me thinking the other day, other than muffins or pancakes, what else do people use blueberries for?
They just eat them.
You don't really just eat them.
You do. You can make them into jam.
When was the last time you just had a handful of blueberries?
Well, I don't.
Right. Exactly.
Because they stain your teeth and that's not good.
Right. And when was the last time you're like, oh, yes, I would like some blueberry jam?
Never, because I don't really like blueberry jam.
Right. So other than
a muffin, what else are we, or pancake.
What else are we really using blueberries for?
Scones.
Are you having blueberry scones?
For sure. I'd eat a blueberry scone.
I think it's a stretch, but okay, fine. Scone. Or is it scone?
Scone. Scone. Scone.
People say it all different ways, and I'm like, which one? So who's the classy one in this conversation?
Scone.
Scone. Scone. Scone. Scone. Scone. Scone. Scone. Scone. Scone. I don't know. It's got an E. In my world, it means it's long. Oh, scone.
Scone. It's scone. A scone. Scone. It's an ice cream cone. It's a cone. Scone.
Right. I go to school. Different. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I think that blueberries don't have a lot of use.
Well, they can be put into a salad.
But are they?
Yes.
No.
They can be made into a sauce.
But is it?
You could put them in a yogurt. You could put them on ice cream.
But you're not.
But you could.
But you're not.
But you could.
But you're not, so not really, right? Because you're not.
But I eat blueberry yogurt.
Okay.
I mean, it's not my favorite, like if I'm going to be totally honest.
Right? So you're not, so you're not really, right? Other than a muffin. Everybody loves a blueberry muffin. Number one muffin in the world, blueberry muffin, right?
Do you know the Muffin Man? Right.
Okay, stop talking about the Muffin Man again. And
Do you know the Muffin Man?
I am the Muffin Man. I am the Muffin Man.
Okay, I don't know. Whatever. Blueberries, dude. Become more popular or else nobody's going to care about you.
We're already not caring, right? But it's so popular with the muffin.
Because, you know, occasionally I like a blueberry pancake.
Yeah, you do, right? And I don't mind them in a pancake either. Pancake and muffin, but anything else, I'll eat them. Like they come in my assorted fruit, the ones prepared by others. They always throw the blueberries in because they're done with the muffins. They've made their week's worth of muffins and they have some leftover blueberries, so they throw them in.
Right.
I think that they're the leftover cousin that nobody wants.
Oh.
Right? They're not the strawberry or the raspberry.
Or the huckleberry or the whatever berry. What the fuck is a huckleberry?
What the hell is a huckleberry?
I don't know. Blackberries, because people like those. You know what I find? I find that blackberries, though they look like they might taste good, they don't actually taste good.
They look like a fungus to me.
Well, and they're very sour.
I don't eat
those. And I'm like, why are we eating fruit that's sour? Isn't the whole point of fruit is that it's like sugary, sweet, tasty yumminess?
Sweet and sugary, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's not for me.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying no to the blackberry.
Okay, but I have gossipy news.
Okay.
Well, okay. So I was watching the news, or was it on TikTok? I don't know. Paparazzi caught J-Lo and Ben walking to their vehicle, and he did not look... Ben has a resting bitch face. Like,
I think Ben's a bitch.
He's got a really good resting bitch face, though.
Yeah, he does.
So, like, he puts, like, a lot of people to shame. And he opened the door for J-Lo, and she gets in, and he slams the door. Oh. And everyone's like, oh, J-Lo and Ben, they're arguing, and he slammed the door. Brah, brah, brah. It's an unhappy marriage. And then they listed all the other times.
But, yeah, he opened the door.
He opened the door, and then he slammed the door when she got in. Hmm. Yeah, so I think that these two, they just, they're never going to get
a break.
They're never going to be left alone. Everybody is, I swear to God, there's probably in Vegas, there's like people betting against their marriage.
For sure there is, right? Over and under, right? Yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel so bad for them.
I feel bad for them, but... But yeah, that's what happens.
Okay, because you know that when they were together in the beginning, they did movies together that tanked. They did movies separately that tanked.
I think they were tanking each other's career. Yeah.
Right?
I think they're destined to fail.
Well, because his movie Air opened on, I think it's Netflix. No, Prime, I think. I don't know. Anyways. And then her movie on Netflix just launched a couple of days ago over the weekend.
Right.
And they're like, oh, her movie's doing better. She's eclipsing him. Again, Ben, he's got a dumpster fire movie. And it's like, shut up, you guys.
But it's odd because when he was single, he was like producer winning like almost the Oscars and doing or won the Oscar for that. For like the Iran movie.
That doesn't mean he won't do it again.
It seems weird.
Well, then Matt Damon's in the dumpster fire movie too. Because Ben didn't go to the movie by himself.
Well, and that's true. But I'm not a Matt Damon fan. You are. I don't have that argument with you. I refuse to go there. I refuse to battle that battle with you.
I'm just saying.
Right?
Mm. Anyways, so many I feel things. Bad for J-Lo and Ben. That's my okay. worry.
Fair enough.
My concern is that people are just all over him and just get off.
I get it.
Back up the train, people.
I get it.
Though I feel like Taylor Swift should not be dating anyone right now, and she is.
She needs some time. She just needs some time.
It's official that they are dating. She's dating this musician person. And good on you, Taylor, but you should take a breath.
I feel like the celebrities should come to us for advice because this would be my advice to all of them. To anybody dating Taylor Swift, here's my advice would be, you know what? It's really not in your best interest to do that. But if you're going to, you better make it fucking work. You're dating Taylor Swift and you mess that up. Figure it out. Change who you are and be whatever bitch she needs you to be.
Oh my God.
And be it. And live that great life.
I think that... That she's a very powerful person. She's a powerful woman. And that has to be a lot for men because even in today's society, you know, she
makes. If I was a man, I would be fine with it.
She's so famous. She's so rich. She's so talented. She has all the things. You better rise to the challenge.
Everybody needs Dolly Parton's husband.
Yeah.
Right? Because he don't care.
He don't care.
He don't care. Whatever. Just go be Dolly.
Go be Dolly.
Go be Dolly.
Okay, but we're going to say goodbye to something, and I need you to be okay with it.
Oh, I don't like how this is sounding.
We're saying goodbye to charcuterie boards.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yes, we
are. No,
and we're saying hello to charcuterie cones.
Okay, what?
They're little bites of food on skewers, apparently.
Oh, I've seen pictures of them.
Yes. So you can... Oh. So there's no more board... There's a cone.
But I like
so you
the
can
board.
Still have you can still have your little bites of food, which is really perfect for you because you're not really about large food. You're about little pieces of
just
food.
Just bits of food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we should always serve you everything you eat as
on
little
a skewer.
Yeah, like a little skewer charcuterie cone. Here, Lisa, have your yogurt and banana. Oh, sorry, yogurt's falling off the skewer. Right? Sorry about that.
That's okay. Here's your lunch on a skewer. Here's your supper on a skewer. Oh, I would love that. It'd be so perfect, right? Like just to have like a kebab is to me the perfect food is a kebab. Right? Because it's just like and a bite of meat and an onion and a tomato. Thank you. Yeah.
And we're done.
And that was supper, and it was delightful. Right? That's like, I want the kebab life. That's what I want. Kebab life.
You do totally. Want the kebab.
I want the kebab life, man. It's all I want is just the kebab life. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, it's funny. We're talking so much about food right now because you've heard of Cozy Shack pudding.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so Cozy Shack, I don't really love it, but it's a big hospital pudding, right? So when I was at the hospital with my heart attack, that was like the big pudding brand, right?
Oh.
Cozy Shack just overtook Jell-O for the number one brand in the world.
Excellent, because I'm not really a big fan of Jell-O.
You like Cozy Shack better?
I've never enjoyed Jell-O. You people who love Jell-O,
Jell-O pudding.
I don't
understand. Jell-O pudding.
Oh, Jell-O pudding.
Like the brand Jell-O pudding. Yes, yeah, sorry, let me clarify.
Oh.
Versus the Cozy Shack pudding. So Cozy Shack just
well,
took over.
But you grew up eating Jell-O pudding.
I like the flavors better. I find Cozy Shack's a little thicker.
Oh.
And I don't love that in a pudding, right? I don't like a pudding that I'm like that with. Right? Like I don't want that feeling of a hairball in my throat after I eat the pudding.
So basically Jell-O's number one for you.
And Jell-O is number one. Jell-O pudding's number one.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
All right.
For sure it is. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. You can do that.
I'm going to keep it.
I'm not finicky like you.
Well, I think you're finicky about some things.
Yeah, maybe. Potentially.
Right?
I think not quite as bad as you.
Okay. Well, maybe not as bad as me, but.
Okay. But I just want to say this. I need to clarify a few things.
Okay.
If potato salad is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Oh, my goodness, my Samantha, love, you and your potato salad drama.
My love lives on for my potato salad.
For your and father's you cannot, potato salad.
And even
salad.
You, Lisa, cannot take this away from me because you took away French fries and whatever, I'm dealing with that.
I didn't take them away. I just thought we could share.
Nope, because that was my thing. You have all the things. I have nothing. I had potatoes.
And you have your pretty looks.
Well, thank God for that.
Right. And
you're
pretty. Thank
God for that.
Right.
So, but potato salad lives strong in my heart. I will always love potato salad. My dad is the maker of the best potato salad I've ever had in my life.
You can keep it. That is my least of all the salads.
I know.
Is potato.
That's
so
why
I'm not,
I feel
I'm not taking
safe.
It.
I feel safe declaring my love.
Totally safe.
For a potato salad. And you know what, people? I get it. Some people don't like it because it's mayonnaise and it's mustard and it's eggs. And it's like, what are you doing? Ew, that's so gross. I like all the forms of potato salad.
Yeah, you're not picky when it, like, you really will eat any type of potato salad.
As long as it tastes good.
But you're kind of like that with your potato, right? Like, you're not really too picky with your potato.
No, but I've left French fries in the dust.
But you don't need to.
You've ruined that.
That is on you, right? This garbage about French fries needs to end, Samantha. You've taken it to a place it never needed to go.
Well, just...
The world is big enough for us both to like fries.
Maybe.
It really is, right? Come on back to the fries. Right? You're just cutting off your nose to spite your face.
I know.
You're missing out. But you can have the potato salad. I'm glad that it still brings you the love and the comfort that you so search for.
It's delightful. It's delightful. But I also need to talk a little bit about Jamie Foxx. Have you heard that he was like rushed to the hospital from his movie set? And then all you kept hearing was, pray for him. He's not doing well. It was like ridiculous how the news was being reported.
Well, I think he was in the
this.
Hospital for a long time. They made it sound like he had a stroke or something.
Okay. So apparently his daughter came out and said, stop this. He's been home for a month.
No way.
Yes, he's fine, she said.
Did you get this from the TikTok? Is this TikTok news?
No, this isn't TikTok news. I got this off of like news.
Okay.
But now they're saying, I just read that he's in a rehab center. And I'm like,
that's the new, that's what I'm reading.
But the speculation isn't even true because you don't know that he had a stroke.
Right. Because that might not be fair.
Because they haven't told you that. So they're just making up stuff.
And we're running with it.
Yes. And I'm like, can we trust news? Can we trust TikTok? Can we trust these people? Can we trust anything anymore?
I don't know. Maybe
you,
not.
You thought red potatoes were dyed. You believed that for like a day.
I saw it. I would still believe it if I never saw the other. I saw it with my own eyes. The dye. I know.
Okay. So I'm just saying, like, let's just maybe caution, put a little bit of a red caution flag up, like
an asterisk beside it. Maybe
this sounds weird and odd.
Sounds weird,
right?
Yeah.
It's
like, if it sounds too good to be true or not true, it probably is not true.
It sounds a little fantastical.
Right?
Should you maybe think twice?
Okay, so now that we've brought this up, there's an app out there called Temu. Have you heard about it?
No.
So my sister-in-law sent me, I thought she was hacked. I thought her Facebook was hacked last night. I got this thing saying, hey, if you sign up for this, I get a free prize. I'm like, all right, whatever. She must be hacked. And then she sent three more of them and with a message. And I'm like, okay, fine. She's like, just try it. It's really cool. Well, I don't know how this can be true. She claims, well, and the app claims, right? So you go to the app, you hit the thing, tells you what percent off you get. So I did it just for fun. I got 100% off. So I pick, no. I pick 10 things and six of them are for free. One of them is a Mac Pro book computer. I could get 10 of them if I wanted. So I randomly picked 10 things, including I was going to get you this computer too, because I'm like, Sam would like one of those. HHG was going to get one. We were all going to get a handheld blender and other shit, right? So 10 things, we were going to pay for six of them. My bill came to $83.
Really?
So I messaged my sister-in-law and I said, have you like gotten stuff from this? And she's like, yeah, they ship it. She's gotten it. I didn't pull the trigger because I'm scared to.
So you're going to get an iMac Pro.
We're going to get it. No, because I'm afraid
for
to hit
free.
I'm afraid to hit yes. I'm afraid to hit the button.
I think it's a scam.
It's an app. It's an app that you download on your phone.
Is it a shopping app? I think I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's a shopping app.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know if they like robbed the world and have this warehouse full of shit.
Or is it a knockoff?
I don't know, right?
You're not getting an iMac Pro for free.
I'm just getting three of them for free. Oh my God. Three. And then I thought we're going to fight over what colors, but that's okay. We'll deal with that fight later. And I just can't bring myself to pull the trigger.
Oh my God.
I can't do it.
Should you do it and just see? I mean, the worst you're going to do is pay $83 for it.
Yeah, but then I need to get it shipped to your place because I'll end up in divorce.
Oh, I don't want you shipping it to my place.
Well, it has to go. I can't have it come to my place. Maybe I bet you can maybe go to the HHG's. Can't come to my place. Michael divorced me. He'll be like, what the fuck did you do? We talked about this, and I told you, and it was a scam. And I'm like, yeah, but my sister-in-law, Betty Jo, said it was okay. And she said, be careful, it's addictive.
Because you can get everything for free?
You get everything for free.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? So, okay, we're going to discuss this further.
Oh, my God.
Friends of the podcast, we'll let you know what we decide.
Yes, exactly.
Right? We'll let you know what we decide.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's crazy. You know what else is crazy? Is that Shell gas stations, so I think they're in North America, Shell is, they offer skip the dishes. The hell is somebody ordering from skip from Shell?
Juice?
Like a carton of milk? A stick of butter?
Pack of cigarettes?
Maybe. I don't know. I just thought it seemed they did this huge big marketing thing so people would know. And I'm like, just seems odd to me.
What are you buying at a Shell gas station?
What are you buying at a Shell gas station?
I mean, like, do they sell food?
I guess they do, like confectionery for sure.
Yeah, confectionery food, but you can buy that anywhere. You can buy it at a grocery store.
At a grocery store, right?
That's Skip the Dishes is expensive.
Yeah, they just launched it. Shell.
Huh.
Yeah.
It seems weird. Odd. Unless you're like, can I get some gas, please?
A jerry can of gas?
Can I get a jerry can of gas?
Right? Maybe. I just thought it seemed weird, too.
That does seem a little strange.
Yeah, I just thought it seemed odd. Seemed odd, Samantha.
I bet they thought they hit the jackpot with that.
Maybe. I don't know. And maybe they will, but I'm like, this girl don't get that.
I don't think I'm shocked. I don't ever specifically go to a Shell gas station for a drink or a snack.
Right. If I'm getting gas and we're on route someplace, I might buy a pop, but I'm not probably ordering it to my home.
No.
No. Probably
no.
Not, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird, okay. Hey?
That is a very odd thing to do.
Go figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But speaking of odd, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head at Starbucks this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. They made me put my own cream and sugar into my coffee.
Uh-huh.
I know. Where's the service in that? Shake my head. Apparently, it used to be like that before the COVID.
Oh.
But here's my argument to that. I feel that when I order my Grande Blonde, they know the perfect amount of cream to put in there. Not me. I'm not a barista.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Are you sure this isn't just laziness on your part?
It could be a little bit of laziness on my part. I feel that for the expensive coffee, maybe they could do the Splenda and the cream. So I kind of was shaking my head at the laziness on their part, actually, more than on my part. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
but today they weren't doing it like that, so I was happy.
Okay.
But one day this week, I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't put on your smock. I'm not making. Why am I making my own coffee? Right? Why am I making my own coffee at Starbucks? Right? I didn't really appreciate that much.
All right.
All right. What about you? What are you shaking your head at this week?
I saw a sign advertising discounted rosaries.
That sounds like the work of the devil.
It sounds odd. And all I thought was, what makes them discounted?
Why do you gotta discount them?
Like, are they bad beads? Are they slightly used? Are they damaged? Like, what makes a rosary discounted?
Like, did they take them out of the dying person that died and try and resell them?
Because that would be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw the sign and I was like, no. And I'm like, nope, it is.
I'm kind of speechless with that, actually.
Because how expensive, one, I don't know how expensive rosaries are.
I don't
know. So maybe they are expensive. I mean, if you get the good stuff, right?
Right, maybe.
As you count your Hail Marys with your beads and your Hail Mary filigrees, blah, blah, blah. Right? Yeah. But, you know, maybe, you know, because they're expensive, you need a discounted rosary. But then with that discounted rosary, you know, Is it as effective as
does it do the same job as the full price one?
Right. Like, does it have the same power? A little bit of, you know.
That's right. Because that's what I want. I don't want the discounted power.
Right.
Interesting. I want the full force. I want the full effect.
Force of the rosary.
So of the beads.
So if the discounted one still does that, yay for you.
Bonus.
But maybe it doesn't look as pretty. Like, maybe is that like...
Because like, the you paint know, coming off on it?
Like, let's be realistic. When things are getting discounted, it's discounted there's a for reason. A reason.
There's a reason. Right. It's either broken or it's ugly. Right?
Right.
There's two, broken or ugly.
So are you going to be the person with the ugly discounted rosary?
Right. Are you buying grandma the ugly discounted rosary?
I don't know.
What happens if that has effect in the next life? Like, oh, your family didn't pay the full amount. I see you got yours at 15% off. Right. You're going to have to go over to the left. We'll come back to you. we'll get back to you later. We're just dealing with full price rosary people right now. All the perks there for the full price people.
Oh, right.
Right?
Right?
Yeah, you're going to. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was a little odd.
Seems odd. It seems odd, Samantha.
Yeah. All right, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. And you might just find it being mentioned during our episode. And as always, guys, you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And you know what? Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. This is where we are. Social media is our jam. We're always
guys. We're trying so hard to get 1,000 followers on the TikTok because then we can do lives.
Yes,
we're at 727.
We're so close.
So close.
So close. So tell everybody that you know. Join us. Listen to our podcast. We're fun. We're a good time.
We're just lighthearted nonsense.
Right. And we do have Patreon. So it's patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder, we have I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we just want to say thank you to John Domingo. He's the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John. Samantha.
Lita.
It's another week.
Another week down in the books.
Another week down in the books. Another week just full of notes, full of chit-chat, right?
Yeah.
Observations and things we come across.
Uh-huh. We're just curious. We sound a little stupid. Bear with us.
Yeah. Right? Whatever. That's just what we do.
This is what we do.
It's what we do, right? It's just things that come up. And I'm just like, hey, I got a question about that. Let me put that in my notepad, right? All right, Samantha. We got the May long weekend coming up.
Yes.
Do you call it, what do you call it, May long weekend?
Yeah.
So in Ontario, we call it May 2-4 weekend.
Why?
Because it signified a camping weekend with 24 case of 24 beer. And it's funny because this is a funny story before we end the podcast, friends. So from Ontario, right? That's what I think May 2-4 weekend, even though it doesn't always end up on the 24th, but it's May 2-4 weekend, May 2-4 weekend. Yeah. The Blue Jays are having this big weekend and they call it May 2-4 weekend, right? An Ontario team, May 2-4 weekend. Mike saw it and Mike's like, isn't the long weekend, isn't that on the 22nd? Why are they saying the 2-4? What is that? And I'm like, oh my God, like, and so I told him, he's like, I've never heard of that before. Right. Have you never heard of that before? May 2-4? Nope. May 2-4 long weekend?
Nope.
Friends from Ontario, May 2-4 long weekend. I bet you guys probably never really did much for fishing season either, did you?
What would we do for fishing season?
Well, fishing season, right? You go and you camp and you go fishing at midnight when it's fishing season. That's what we did when we were like in high school and drank a lot of beer.
Okay. So was it fishing or was it beer drinking?
I mean, well, it was fishing season weekend. That's what it was, okay. Right?
All
right. Some people probably fished, but not this girl. Anyway, Samantha, that's all I got for you this week. All right. Always a pleasure.
It should be. Mm-hmm.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.